Marketing Radio Network. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee, where it's your turn at the mic. Call now, 888-RADIO-30, with your questions and comments. Here's Griffin Lee.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. You know, it's a swell time to dial 888-723-4630 and talk to us, because we love to hear your voice.
Yeah, we haven't done a listing dish in a couple of weeks.
Is that true? I think it is true, yes.
Yeah, it is true.
I did one this morning by email.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, it was real long terms of service.
Oh.
And had to edit it down. You know, we talk about this on the air when we do these listing dishes, and I think it's important to probably reiterate it. You know, sellers have a popular saying about buyers, and that's that they don't read. And that's because buyers don't necessarily come to eBay as though it were a library where they're going to sit down and read a book. They're coming to buy something. They don't want to spend a long time reading stuff. And some otherwise well-intentioned sellers will include paragraph after paragraph of text. They think they're informing the buyer. What you're actually doing is numbing the buyer into a stupor.
Yes.
Because they're not reading it. Mm-hmm. It's too much to read. I always go back to standard retail. You will notice that major retailers, upon which you should be modeling your own business practices, because they work for them, they can work for you, they've learned over time that buyers don't read, like you've determined, and they don't force them to read then by giving them lots to read in order to make up their minds.
It's the exact opposite. They don't even want to do it. And they figure, if I have to read through all that, I'm going to another buyer.
Well, and then, you know, some words stick out of the paragraphs of text. If there's negative words, they kind of flash. And when the buyer's scrolling down and then realizes, oh, this is like a bunch of restrictive do nots.
Do you remember years ago we had a listing dish a few years back where they had do's and don'ts in it?
Yeah.
Do this, do this, don't do this, don't.
Yeah.
You almost had a hissy fit.
Look, if you want to be scolded online, come to my Facebook page. I'm happy to scold you. But, cause I am a scold. But, if you're just trying to sell something, don't scold your buyers in the listing. It's a great way of sending buyers to other, sellers.
You know, Griff, it's not just sellers buyers. Nowadays, I've been noticing for about the last 2 years, even people I do business with don't read the second paragraph in an email.
Yeah.
They'll just read the first paragraph. Think about that for a moment. That means their attention span is low. They've got too much to do.
They're shopping. They're busy.
This isn't even shoppers, though. I'm saying just people in business nowadays.
Yes,
they don't read the second paragraph anymore.
Oof.
So please know that on your eBay listings, you're dealing with the world now who apparently is not reading the second paragraph
right.
of anything. So be careful. Hey, Griff, so the trivia question?
Yes.
You ready?
I am.
Don't answer it, please. When was the first eBay Live? See how easy I'm making this?
Wow. There's another deja vu moment here.
When was the first eBay Live? First caller at 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630, to give us a call and tell us when the first eBay Live was.
Yeah.
You're going to win a gift certificate from Bubble Fast for $25. We're testing our system today. We want to see how fast we can get them to you.
Oh, good.
So give us a call, 888-RADIO-30. When was the first eBay Live? So the first eBay Live was where, Griff?
I don't know. Should I tell you?
Well, you can say where it was. Just don't say the year.
It was in Anaheim.
Mm-hmm. You would have thought you would have had the first one in San Jose, no?
Well, you would have, but we didn't. And it was it was actually really almost spur of the moment, I want to say. And I think it was 2001. We had had, you know, 9/11, which was a rough time for everyone. And eBay had gone through 9/11 and created the Giving Works, and sellers really stepped up. And I remember it was Meg who kind of said in January, you know, it'd be great. We should celebrate our sellers for all the work they've done for this and other things. And I think we should have a conference. And there was an events team back then. So they had to grab this and run quickly because, she wanted it right away, and you have to book a space. But it all kind of worked out. It was a very fun event for those who went for the first one. There were some unforgettable moments, and I think unless you're a eBay historian, some of this may not make sense, so I'll try to fill it in. But there was, way back then in 2001 and then two, our community team, which was very expansive, was posting all the time, and there was, some of the employees, utilized aliases, and the, one of the aliases was this posting account, for an employee called Elfie. And Elfie was always, I don't know who created it or why, it was somebody in customer support, I'm sure I'll get an email, was always, stealing people's socks, I think it was, so socks were disappearing. It was like, it was a character that had been created. And so, now, please, don't send me email. This, we're talking about something that happened in 2002. And I had nothing to do with this decision. But somebody made the decision that what we would do at this conference, which was 3 days, was hire a bunch of short people, otherwise known as midgets or dwarfs, and dress them as elves and have them run around throwing socks
at
people.
You've got to be kidding, right?
No, and they did.
Oh, no. They did not do that.
So the problem was we took what was an in-joke with a small subset of the community and then exposed it to 10,000 people or so who showed up to this event. And for the most part, people were just perplexed saying, why is that person in an elf costume throwing socks at me?
Oh my God.
Yeah, that didn't go over too well. But there were,
you know what it reminds me of? You know what it reminds me of?
What?
The infamous turkey drop on WKRP in Cincinnati. Yeah, talk about a marketing thing gone bad.
Yeah, marketing thing that just didn't make sense. And people would, and these poor little people that were hired to do this. I mean, I felt bad for them because it just didn't make sense. You'd be walking around the event having a good time and suddenly this little elf would come up to you and throw a sock at you. And you're thinking, why? Why? What have I done? What is this? What is this supposed to mean? But it was bizarre, but that was fun. That was a fun event. And none of us knew how it was going to turn out. It's where the so-called clapping tunnel mm-hmm. came up.
Right, oh, and everybody loves that.
Everyone liked that.
To this day, they like that.
And one of the really big successes was the idea of eBay pins and trading cards. Mm-hmm. And those just took off. I mean, there were like,
well,
it was like the floor of the Chicago
again,
Commodities Exchange.
We want to do that again.
Yeah, it's not our decision. I'm trying to be realistic here, man. Yeah, that way, and it was just, and so every, when it was all over, everyone said, oh, we got to do that again. And then we did for almost, I think, what, 8 years?
Uh-huh.
7 years? Yeah.
Yep. Of course, now it's called eBay Open.
And it's much smaller.
Is it going to still be called eBay Open?
I can't
we
see
don't
why
know.
Not. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay. Because that's a good name.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
I liked eBay Live, but.
So our trivia question is, what year was the first eBay Live? Give us
okay.
a call, 888-RADIO-30. You've given it away a million times now. Already.
I did.
You know, you can listen to eBay. You did. You said after the,
oh,
that, and then the, listen to the, to eBay Radio on the fly with free mobile yes. apps for Apple and Android devices.
Yes.
To download the eBay mobile app for the iPhone and iPad, go to the Apple App Store and yes. search for keywords eBay Radio. Two words, eBay Radio. Droid users, go to the Google Play Store and search for eBay Radio, all one word. And it's a great thing to do. You know, you're on your way to the airport or you're on your way to the post office and you don't want to miss our show. Just all you have to do is one little tap on your phone and it starts playing. It's kind of a cool app that we appreciate. Okay, so Griff, this weekend you're going out of town.
I am. Well, not too far.
And you're going to have fun, you and Howie, with some friends.
Yes.
And then the following week is when we're off on Tuesday. This coming Tuesday, we're doing a show. Next week, we're doing two shows.
Yes.
Tuesday and Thursday. And then the following week is when we have the day off after President's Day.
Yes.
So eBay's closed on President's Day.
Yeah, well, yeah, this, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, eBay doesn't shut down.
No.
It's not like there's a big close sign on the homepage.
Some people have to be there. Because yes. It's business 24 hours a day.
Right. But the business stuff that, like, the teams were on, it's a holiday.
Right. So. It's a national holiday. So that's good to know. All right. So no listing for you this weekend?
Probably not, yeah.
So we have an eBay radio seller events calendar.
And we're going to visit it next.
We are. It's located under the Seller Resources tab in the eBay Radio Archives. So if you go to ebayradio.com and click past episodes to get to the eBay Radio Archives, then find the Seller Events calendar under Seller Resources. Mm. Click on the events name to see all the details, including a link to the event page.
That's what you got to do.
And we encourage you to do that, because if you're not going to a seller group, you should be.
There's four of them happening tonight. So we'll talk about those in a minute. This segment was brought to you by Stamps.com. Less time shipping, more time selling. Coming up next, this week's very last segment of eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie, a free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
Once you've joined the eBay Radio Group, take a few minutes and subscribe to the eBay Radio Group newsletter. It's the second post on the list of discussion threads at ebayradio.com. In it, you'll find simple instructions on how to subscribe. Then you'll receive a show reminder right in your inbox every Tuesday and Thursday, complete with show info, a show calendar, and on Tuesday, the secret word. The eBay Radio Group newsletter. Subscribe today and don't miss another issue.
For even more eBay Radio, join the eBay Radio Facebook group. There you'll find your fellow listeners asking questions, sharing advice, and hashing over all things eBay. Just go to facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio and click Join Group. We'll approve you right away and look forward to your participation. That's facebook.com/groups/eBay Radio, all one word.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community. Number 399.
Successful eBay sellers have certain things in common. Shauna Champion is from eBay for Business. She recently wrote about it in the eBay for Business blog. One of the things she says stands out is...
they over-deliver. And this ties in for eBay sellers mostly to customer service. A little extra something. Just yesterday on eBay for Business, we posted a picture of somebody covered in packages. And I noticed that on her eBay packages, she had a little note on the outside that said, thanks, and then the person's name, and then she signed it. Just a little extra, personal touch. So they over-deliver.
Stay connected to all three eBay radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
Selling is your business, but you can't sell without knowing how much items are worth and, more importantly, how much they're likely to sell for. Find out at WorthPoint.com, the largest online resource for researching the value of your art, antiques, and collectibles. There are over 200 million sales records, so you can find your item, figure out what it's worth, and price it to sell. Check it out for yourself. Visit WorthPoint.com and register for a 7-day, 7-lookup free trial. WorthPoint. Find it, value it, price it.
Welcome back to eBay Radio's Ask Griffin Lee. We're taking your calls at 888-RADIO-30 and your email using the Contact Us button on the eBay Radio player. Now, here are your hosts, Griffin Lee.
Well, today's closing segment is brought to you by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles.
So we got some Contact Us email from CB in Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
Said, private to Lee, the turkey drop on WKRP was real. and 3 exclamation points. It was based on a real event.
Oh, you're kidding.
You know, I was in radio at the time, and I did not know that.
Somebody tried to drop frozen turkeys from a plane?
I didn't know it was real.
That's hysterical. That's really funny. That's just, one of those moments in television history where...
Were they frozen? I thought he was dropping real turkeys.
I thought that's what the bit was. I can't remember. I think so. But real turkeys can't fly like that.
No,
right?
That's what he found out. He says turkeys don't fly. We didn't know that.
I always get that episode mixed up with Mary Tyler Moore Chuckles the Clown.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Some good ones. Okay, so are we ready to read the event calendar?
Yeah, but no time like the present.
Okay.
So there's four events
Why
tonight.
Why don't you start with those and I'll get there.
So we're talking today, February 9th. It's a Thursday. There are four events happening. One in New York, one in Pennsylvania, one in Raleigh, North Carolina, and one in Chicago. The first one is the Greater New York City Area eBay and E-Commerce Group Meetup. It's happening tonight, Thursday, February 9th at 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus Branch in their basement community room. They hope that to talk about how holiday selling went and what's working right now to get sales on eBay. And they're also talk about tips for new to advanced sellers.
Then Hershey eBay Meetup Group. I've never been to Hershey, by the way.
Oh, I have.
I know.
Like chocolate.
You mentioned, you wonder if they're going to go to where the chocolate is.
Hershey Park.
So Thursday, February 9th, that is tonight, 6 to 8 p.m. at Trogs Brewing Company in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Topic, networking, getting acquainted, and exchanging ideas for what we want to accomplish with this group.
Also tonight, Thursday, February 9th at 6 p.m., Raleigh E-Commerce and eBay Sellers Group Meetup will happen at the Center of Excellence in Raleigh, North Carolina. And the topic, our new meetup location and the possibilities it opens up for us. Plus, there'll be the usual eBay Q&A.
And then also tonight, Chicagoland Area eBay and E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup is happening from 6:30 to 9 p.m. at Jimmy's Char House in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. An evening of Q&A with eBay's own Jim Griffith via Skype.
Yeah, I'll be there. On February 14th, which is a Tuesday, next Tuesday, mm-hmm. Valentine's Day, the Casa Grande Online Sellers Group Meetup will happen starting at 5:30 at the Cook E Jar in Casa Grande, Arizona. And the topic is going to be an evening with Will Seipel and Robin Levin from Worth Point. Learn how WorthPoint can help you to value and price your items. They'll also have pizza on hand for a small fee. They want you to register an RSVP via meetup.com so they can have an accurate headcount.
And then on Wednesday, the 15th of February, next Wednesday, the Las Vegas online... There were two Las Vegas groups.
Yeah, I think
I'm not sure which one this is, but it's Las Vegas Online Sellers Group Meetup, 7 to 9 p.m., at the Time Machine Shopping Experience in Las Vegas. And the topic is using WorthPoint to value and price your art. And Robin Levin and Will Seipel of WorthPoint are going to be there. They will be ordering pizza and soda RSVP so they can be sure to order enough. And by the way, on our seller meetup page, if you click on the name of the group, it'll take you through good information, including a map.
Yeah, so that's always good information.
Okay.
And then for this week, the last one we'll talk about is February 16th. There's two. One's going to be in Atlanta, the eBay E-Commerce Sellers Group Meetup, and that's going to take place at Thursday, February 16th at 5 p.m. at the WorthPoint headquarters in Atlanta, Georgia, and the topic will be using WorthPoint. And then, of course, the Greater New York City eBay and E-Commerce Group Meetup will have another one on Thursday, February 16th at 5 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. at the New York Public Library Columbus Branch. Same topics a little bit, how members' holiday sales went, plus hot eBay tips. And then the speaker will be top-rated seller and eBay coach Kathy Terrell from New York City Fitness Family Finds.
Oh, you know what? We just received notice that the first meetup group listed for tonight in New York City has been postponed.
Oh, because of the storm.
Right. They're going to postpone it till February 16th because of the snowstorm.
There you go.
right up to the minute news here. Breaking news on eBay Radio.
Breaking news.
You gotta love it. Well, Griff, you guys have a good time this weekend. You've been working hard. You both deserve it. And have a good time. You're staying in a hotel.
We're gonna have dinner and movies.
Oh, with your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, enjoy.
We will. Thank you.
Okay. Have a good time. And for the rest of you listening, please know that we're here for you every Tuesday and every Thursday. Tuesdays, it's from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. And then on Thursday, it's 2 hours from 11 to 1. And those are Pacific time.
Pacific.
Of course. And we're here for you for whatever you need. You got a problem. You have a challenge. You want to give us a tip. People who listen to our show say they become more successful because of it.
So. And who are we to argue with them?
Exactly. So, Griff,
what?
Who was this segment brought to you by?
It was brought to us by WorthPoint, the ultimate tool to value your antiques and collectibles. We'll be live again on Tuesday, February 14th, and that's with eBay Radio, from 11 to 2 p.m. Pacific. Our chief engineer and audio archives manager is John Sell. eBay Radio's executive producer is Melissa DeMille, and our phone screener is Donna Freyer-Lyons. E-Betsy is our Tuesday scriptwriter and chatboard moderator, while CJ Jacinto is our guest producer and Thursday scriptwriter. And the man over there in the tux is Frank Caesar. Ask Griffin Lee is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication Global Food for Thought.
Keywords. They help buyers find your listing if you know the right ones to use. TerraPeak's SEO Pro can tell you. SEO Pro knows what search terms are driving shoppers straight to your item. Simply type in the name of your product to see top-ranking keywords, gauge their popularity, and note their effect on prices and sell-through rates. You can even see how frequently each keyword is used by your competition. TerraPeak uses real-world data to identify the search terms ranking highest right now on eBay and Google. With just a few clicks, you can research the best keywords, optimize your title, then copy and paste it straight into your listing. TerraPeak's SEO Pro gives you the key to unlocking faster sales and higher profits. Try SEO Pro and TerraPeak together free for 7 days on TerraPeak.com.
If you've been relying on TurboLister to manage your listings on eBay, or even if you haven't, we have two words for you, and they're not happy birthday. Those two words are 6-bit software. 6-bit software has always been the best and most powerful application available for managing your business right from your desktop. Now it's better than ever. 6-bit lets you create listings offline, like you did with TurboLister, so even a slow internet connection won't bog you down. And just like TurboLister, 6-bit stores your item info forever. 6-bit also lets you organize your listings into folders. Plus, it does a whole bunch of other cool stuff that TurboLister never dreamed of, including multi-channel selling. Best of all, 6-bit comes in 3 different versions, so you can choose the one that suits the size of your business. Try 6-bit software free for 30 days at 6bitsoftware.com. That's 6bitsoftware.com.
Smart sellers know that nowadays shipping isn't a one-trick pony. You've got choices. And smart sellers are choosing Indicia. Indicia goes beyond printing shipping labels at discounted UPS rates or posting tracking to eBay. Oh, sure, it's got the usual bells and whistles, hidden postage, electronic customs forms, and the ability to brand your shipping labels with your logo. But wait, there's more. Indicia also integrates with more than 200 third-party software providers, including your favorites like Vendio, 6-Bit Software, and GarageSale. Choose from Indicia Premium, Indicia Professional, or Indicia Platinum Shipper. There's even Indicia for Mac. With all of the features of Indicia Premium, just choose the Indicia product that's right for your business. Get a 30-day free trial at Indicia.com. That's E-N-D-I-C-I-A.com.